know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Avalon HR, who's responsible to the content and opinions expressed during the show.
Come on.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. 850-437-1620 is the number to text or call if you have questions. Avalon HR is here this morning. We have Chip Wood and Dana Jacobs here. Good morning to you both.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day, or it was, and then I turned around and I didn't know if it rained or not. So it feels like it's still good. No matter what. Is the rain coming?
It's coming.
Well, as the radar is showing over there, there's a lot of rain out there. So
I feel like there's always rain.
Yeah, I think they just have
over the waters.
They just have some people in there drawing a little.
Yeah. They just do it to keep us in check. Like, just remember, you live in Florida, so it could rain at any time.
Absolutely.
But let's talk Avalon HR. And before we get too deep into what you want to bring up today, I want to be able to give you an opportunity for listeners who are just tuning in or don't know a lot about y'all to just share who you are and what how you serve businesses.
Okay, well, I can do that part. I'm in charge of sales for the company, and I have been doing this is my 21st year. So I'd like to think I know a little bit about it, but I know everything. I don't think anybody tells me they know everything about something. I'm always a little bit wary of that. So. I like the business because of what we do to help businesses. Some people have a real good widget. They just don't know how to really do payrolls, do management of taxes, and so forth. And we're there to help them do that and handle their workers' compensation insurance as well. Because it's getting to be where there's so many different things in business that the business owner is just constantly being shifted from one thing to the other, and he can't concentrate on his core business. Mm-hmm. And if they could just concentrate on the core business, they could grow a lot more than what we see. So we try to give them that latitude to be able to do that, and we're successful at that.
Absolutely.
This is Dana Jacobs. I'm CFO at Avalon. And like Chip said, just a little bit about Avalon, I guess, or PEO. We basically shift all the risk, all of the payroll monotonous, the stuff that maybe you don't know about as a business owner, you don't want to deal with as a business owner, HR. We just basically take that over for you. You know, you just hand it to us and let us handle it. You know, we've been in business since 2004. We've got hundreds of clients. We are accredited by ESAC, which is an Employer Service Assurance Corporation. Only 20% of POs are ESAC certified. We're family owned and operated. And we've been in Pensacola, you know, since its inception. And you know, whether you need somebody to help you with your SUTA, your FUTA, your W-2s, quarterly payroll filings, child support, garnishments, PTO plans, we handle all that. That and some more.
We see a lot of businesses that get involved and get in trouble actually with the IRS. And then they'll come to us and they say, you know, I missed some tax payments, so forth, and the IRS actually likes people to come to PEOs, and PEO, by the way, is an acronym for Professional Employment Organization, and a lot of people don't understand that, and that, so there that is, but what we like to do is we like to see people that if they've got problems, come to us. We'll You know, I give people advice all the time on some of these things, and they're not clients. I just tell them, look, if you've got an issue, the IRS, if you miss your normal, just your income tax, they're going to get upset, but they're not going to get crazy upset. You miss tax filings on employment taxes, payroll taxes, they will come at you like you wouldn't believe.
Yes, and they charge by the day. I mean, it's just not, and there's no excuse. You can't say, oh, I didn't know, or oh, I was starting a new business, and I didn't realize I had to pay this and that, and I had to withhold taxes. And, we just brought on a client last week, matter of fact, great client. They're in the drywall business, matter of fact, and I happened to run into them because they did some work on my house. And I started talking to the business owners, and it just one thing led to another, and I realized they needed us bad. And so I pulled the owners aside. I was like, look, if y'all don't, with us, somebody else, but let me tell you what we can do, or what other PEOs can do for you. And they had just grown so rapidly. They had more business they knew what to do with, and they were just, they were doing everything, but they just could barely stay, keep their head above water. And we brought them on as clients. They have already just told us how much, oh my gosh, you've taken a load off us. We don't have to worry about this anymore. And when we take that over, and that's what we're here to do. That's our thing. Our little tagline is making employing easy. And if we're not doing that for you, then we're not doing our job. So that's what we're here to do. And if anybody has any questions, y'all can call the show,
feel free to call.
And we can talk you through it. I want to mention something about COVID. What is it? COVID pay. I can't think of what it's called. There is something out here. And the reason I'm mentioning this now, because lately, you've been hearing about the Delta variant, a lot of people that I know have come down with it. There is a program, if you're an employer with 500 or fewer employees, and you don't have to be with Avalon to do this, you can offer your employees up to 80 hours, dollar for dollar. There's certain stipulations, but you can, if somebody's diagnosed with COVID and your staff, the business doesn't have to pay for that. The government reimbursed the business for that, and they can take up to 80 hours off if they're, diagnosed with COVID. So there's a lot of stuff out there that a lot of people don't know about, and we can help with that.
Okay, so that's actually a really good thing to cover too, because I think there's also some false information out there too that says like, oh, you can't get paid anymore. There's no more compensation if you miss work. There's just different false information. And sometimes like smaller businesses too can feel like, oh, well, we're not going to get anything because we're a small business.
You're going to get something.
15. Oh, see?
That's why you're going to get something.
Listen to what Dana just said.
Because you're a small business, you've these resources right now, if you're not taking advantage of them.
Shame on you.
I'm not going to say it. You need to be taking advantage. If you are a small business owner, take 1 hour today and just go over the COVID credits and the different type, the CARES Act, the Consolidated Appropriations Act. There are so many programs out there for small businesses. And originally it was 100 or fewer employees. Now they expanded that. Last time I checked, it was 500 or fewer employees. And, 500 or fewer employees, that's, that's a little bigger than a small business in my mind. So, but just definitely look out, but especially the small employers, the mom and pops with, husband and wife and their son employed, and then they've got, let's just say, 5 employees. If 3 of them are out, COVID pay or on COVID, they might not have the money to pay them. That, the PTO might not be there, and that's what these programs are for. They help keep businesses afloat. They help keep the employees afloat, while they can be at home and recover and then get back, to the workplace.
Yeah, I had somebody just text. I thought that all COVID pay was gone and that was no longer a thing.
They have re-extended it till September 30th.
Okay, so that's the thing too. If you're a small business owner and you're worried about your inventory and you're worried about your day-to-day, just trying to get your business functioning.
You don't think about that stuff.
This is what my point was. Everybody's making the point for us. These small business owners, or even medium-sized business owners, they don't have time to keep up with this. Right. They're too busy trying to work the front of the house, work the back of the house, wherever they've got to work. The owners of these businesses are doing that. And what it keeps them from doing is finding out about all these other things that's going on. Or that's what we do. We keep up with what's going on.
Okay, so this is an excellent question that just came in. 850-437-1620. If you have a question for Chip or Dana, they're here to answer for you. If you have some, whether it's human resources or pay, or maybe there's something that your business is missing out on, or you as an employee could I don't know if that's something that
it is.
They can reach out.
Let me do say that this program that I'm talking about, it is not required that a business participate. It is totally voluntary. So, you know, for example, you know, my son works for a small mom and pop type business, and he is COVID positive, and he's quarantining. And I told him, I was like, well, ask your boss about this COVID pay, you know, that I'm telling you. And he came back and he said, my boss said that he thought there was something a while back, but he never participated in it, and they don't participate. So that's just an example of somebody just that they're choosing not to participate. You know, well, how does that translate to the employee? Well, my son has 2 weeks no pay. You know, he's young. He doesn't have vacation pay. So he's got, you know, 2 weeks. He's not going to get paid, even though there's money out there that if his employer, but you know what, his employer, I don't know, you know, he may not have a PEO, or he may not have a front office staff, or I don't know the makeup of that business, but for whatever reason, that employer is too busy or too stressed, or, you know, they're working on other things. So they might not know about it, and they might choose not to participate in it. So this is dependent on your employer. You know, they do have to participate in this program, but if a lot of them don't even know about it.
Sure. Okay. I mean, I'm going to just say, why wouldn't you want to? But that's my own thing. Why wouldn't you want to do this for your employees, to keep them happy and keep them working for you and keep their families with food on their tables?
Like Dana said, a lot of them don't know it.
Yeah, true. Well, hey, now we're getting this information out there. And one of our listeners would like to know, are all of these options only for small businesses who existed last year during COVID? So I guess can new businesses take advantage of these programs?
I'd have to look that up. Okay. But new businesses can. There are programs for new businesses. I don't know if the COVID pay is, but I think it is. But that person, they can reach out to me on email, DanaJacobs@AvalonHR.com. I'll look into that and I'll let them know.
Or give us a call.
Or call us, yeah. I just need to do a little research on that.
1555.
Okay, excellent. And I'm making sure that I get back to listeners. I like to be able to text them information as well. Okay, so moving on, we were talking about just COVID and businesses and COVID pay. Are there any other programs too that maybe businesses don't always know are out there available to them?
Well, we still have the ERC. That's the Employee Retention Credit. And that is a program that I know they have done something special for. It originally expired 2020, December 31st, and it was only available if you did not get the PPP loan. It was one or the other. You get PPP money, you know, the Paycheck Protection Program, or you get the ERC, Employee Retention Credits. Well, then they came back on December 31st, said, oh, never mind, you can get both. And then they extended it. So they extended the ERC to the first quarter of 2021. They have since extended it till the end of the year, but then they rescinded that, and now it's extended to the third quarter. So these are ever-changing, but it's still available now, and it's still available through the end of third quarter 2021. And that is the program where if you, a small employer, 500 or fewer employees, as long as you meet certain criteria, and the criteria are very easily met by most businesses, and you know, you can look into that, or you can contact me later and I can give you the criteria, but you get 70 cents on the dollar up to 10,000 in wages per quarter per employee, and that resets every quarter. So, you know, huge amount of money available. And that's in addition to, you can still get the COVID pay, you know, for your sick employees, so they don't have to use their PTO and whatnot. So that's another program that is probably the most lucrative, the most beneficial one out right now, next to the PPP loans. The PPP loans were amazing, and they helped a lot of businesses. But the next most would be the Employee Retention Credits would be the one that I would seriously recommend small businesses look into.
Okay. And, man, do you just get emails and notices all day long for changes? Because I feel like it probably changes constantly.
You know what? I do, because we're a member of NAPIO and ESAC, so I do get these, and it's basically, hey, there's a new webinar you need to sign up for. There's new changes. So, you know, I try to make sure I attend all the webinars and read all the emails, you know, because naturally you have to filter through the information that is useful to us versus stuff that's not. And those that I don't, I just, you know, I watch, they record them, and I catch myself up if I have to miss a webinar. But yeah, it's changing daily.
Wow. Everything's changing so rapidly right now with the COVID. Now that COVID's coming back, we're kind of watching to see what a lot of the local businesses are doing. I know several businesses over the weekend, I was in Destin, and several businesses all required you wear a mask when you went inside, mm-hmm. or they wouldn't let you in.
Yeah, and we've been seeing that, yeah, with a lot of our, you know, our clients, and, you know, people are having to make changes. I mean, these are strange times, to say, the strangest times I've ever witnessed, for sure, and we're just having to roll with the punches, I think, like everybody else. But yeah, so we're here. If anybody has any questions, another thing, like if somebody is just wanting to get a quote and they're just interested, like, hey, you know, I've been doing it on my own, or I've been having XYZ company, if y'all want to get a quote, you contact Chip, he'll work you up a quote, and he can explain, you know, the different items on your quote and what you're paying for and what you're getting, you know, whether it's, you know, the workers' comp or you know, we haven't really gone over this, and I did want Stacy to be here. Stacy is our HR director. Unfortunately, she had to work from home today, but we've got an entire human resources department. You know, our HR department is amazing, and, you know, they can help you with any the COVID crisis right now. You wouldn't believe some of the things that come through, you know, some of the questions we get, some of the emails we get just on different situations. You know, it's complicated, it's nuanced, it's hard to deal with as a business owner. You don't want to make the wrong decision, you know, you want to run it by somebody. That's what we're here for. That's another great benefit of having a PEO and having, you know, professionals. Basically, it's almost like we're on retainer in a way, you know, but it's included. You know, it's included, there's no extra charge, you know, just call us up and you know, we'll walk you through it.
Okay, excellent. Yes, so we've been talking a lot too, and Avalon HR is here. We have Chip Wood and Dana Jacobs there, and they're just discussing not only the benefits from having Avalon HR when it comes to the money side and knowing what you can get for your business, for your employees, keeping happy employees. I know that businesses with happy employees are excellent businesses to, you know, work with, to work for. And
makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Sure does.
Right. But then the HR side too, I can imagine, you know, I have a sister who is head of HR for her company. It's one person doing the whole thing. It's a lot on a person.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is.
It is.
It is, because things are in that world, they change daily also.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, people have to keep up with that, and we do. I'd like to say that we do.
Mm-hmm.
In an ever-changing world of business, as we all know, some of these things 5 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to predict. And like I said, I've been doing this for 21 years now. So
I think you might know a thing or two there, Chip.
Well, I've guessed right a few times. Let's put it that way.
I think we all have, so it's okay. Dana, what else did you want to share with us today?
You know, what differentiates, you know, we've talked a lot about PEOs just in general and just general things that, you know, could help out anybody, whether you're with a PEO or not. But back to just like PEOs, what makes, you know, why would you choose Avalon over somebody else? I'd like to just say that, number one, Chip and I work there. Number two,
yes.
You won't find, we don't have a call center. We don't outsource anything. This is the most aggravating thing. I don't know if you've ever had to deal with, like, if you have a problem, you have to enter a ticket in a case support system. Mm-hmm. We don't do that. You pick up the phone and call us. You email us. You text myself, Dana. You know, I've got people that text. We're still small enough that we still give that hands-on personal touch. We don't say, oh, I can't talk to you. You got to go through the support ticket system.
Now, we're your ticket.
We are your,
You're the golden ticket.
We are. you know, and our clients, they run our, I mean, our clients are first and foremost. We put their needs, you know, first. You know, our staff is readily available, friendly, professional, knowledgeable. So So that in itself, I think, is a really huge benefit to Avalon. You know, we're located on Pace. We do require masks in our office at this time due to, you know, COVID's recent uptick. Mm-hmm. But what that allows is we have, for example, that client we just brought on last week. You know, they work out in the field a lot, and they needed help. They needed help with doing their onboarding paperwork, even though it's all electronic. They needed help. Well, we welcomed them to our office, and we had a hands-on, you know, we helped them get onboarded and conveniently located, like I said, you know, on Pace Boulevard and Garden. So that makes it convenient for our new onboards.
Okay, excellent. And you don't just serve the Pensacola area? No.
We serve, we've got clients in Michigan. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but mainly in the Southeast, but, you know, I mean, Louisiana, Georgia, Texas. We do have one in Nevada, I think, mm-hmm. one in Nevada, but mainly the Southeast. But, you know, Florida, Alabama is our definitely the majority.
Sure.
But we are, you know, ever expanding and you know what? Most of our clients, I mean, they come from referrals. I mean, Chip will tell you, he'll bring on a client. Next thing you know, he'll have 10 clients just from that one client. You know, and they might be, and that's where, you know, a lot of our state expansion has happened, just from referrals.
Okay. And here's a question. What is the cost effectiveness when it comes to hiring and working with y'all versus hiring and working with just an individual HR person?
Well, a lot of times in a quote situation, if you will, we're quoting our services, but everything else, basically, you're supposed to be doing yourself. You're supposed to be paying your federal taxes. You're supposed to be paying your state unemployment. You're supposed to be paying, you know, your workers' compensation. And then you have to match all of these things, except with exception to workers' comp. And so when you do that, the only thing that's left on the table is our fee for doing this, and that's a very minimal fee. And you couldn't do it internally for what we do it for.
So, you'd have to hire somebody. I mean,
right,
so you got to look at the cost of, okay, let's say I'm a small business and I've got 10 employees. Okay.
Right.
Am I really big enough to hire an HR director? Maybe, maybe not. It depends, you know? So you got to weigh that and you got to look at that. And you're like, do I need an HR director full time? Or do I need a bookkeeper full time, a payroll processor? Do I need a payroll tax expert? You know? Well, no, probably not. You just need
sure.
somebody to do the payroll once a week. Okay. You just need somebody to handle HR once a month. You just need, so it's like you have, I mean, unless you want to go and hire a full-time this and a full-time that and a full-time this, that's
sure.
where, you know, and we'll make that up. I mean, our admin fee is just nominal when it comes to what you're going to be saving, you know, that. And you'll probably save on your workers' comp because you won't have to get a separate workers' comp policy. So that's
Which means you don't have to pay a deposit.
So you know,
you don't
deposit.
Have to pay all these upfront
and, oh,
fees
if you get audited, we
Whoa,
handle the audit.
That's right.
You know, I mean, it's, you end up saving a lot. But it depends. And then, you know, you may get to a point where you do want to bring in an HR director, and that's great. And we have many clients that have hundreds of employees that still do have mm-hmm. their HR director, and they still have,
now we have to
all
work
that, and we just work with them.
Also.
Oh, okay.
So it's tailored.
Okay.
One of the biggest things that we do is the shift of liabilities. We assume the liabilities for all these taxes and these functions. And that in itself is worth a lot more than any admin fee, because now suddenly we're in charge of the workers' comp.
Mm-hmm.
We're in charge of the taxes. And we're backed up, because we are an IRS-certified payroll company, we are backed by the IRS on this. So even if we were to make a mistake, the IRS will not go with the client. They'll come
mm-hmm.
at us.
So there, and that's some good news to wrap up right there.
It really is. I mean, you know, it's the shift of liabilities.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Well, you guys, this has been so informative and so much information for everybody to just grasp. But one more time, what is the number for everyone to call if they have questions?
Give us a call, 850-475-1555, and ask for myself, Chip Wood, or you can ask for Dana Jacobs if you have any CPA or accountant type questions. Let's put it that way.
Excellent.
Sounds good.
Good to see you guys. I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks.
You sure will. Thank you.
Thank you.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.